one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Minuteman Civil Defense back on the air here in Three Points. We got a live audience here at the King's Anvil Ranch, coming to you live from the King's Anvil Ranch, 30 miles north of the border as the crow flies on this Sunday night. 8 days into Operation Block Watch here in Arizona, a 30-day, 24/7 commitment by, at this point, 143 volunteers that have participated on 3 8-hour shifts a day out here watching the border, where we have made sightings of 136 people entering this country illegally across this one ranch. Of course, it's a rather large ranch.
Yes, it is.
And 77 confirmed apprehensions here in Arizona. We're going to talk with Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Chris.
Bob Wright, New Mexico. Everybody give Bob a big hand
Bob.
There. New Mexico.
Hey, guys.
We've got a lot of supporters. In fact, we got two people here that, the Hendricks that were just over there with your New Mexico operation that are now over here and helping out in Arizona. So give us an update on New Mexico.
Well, the operation's running very, very well. Got some good volunteers in there. The augmentation that MCDC has provided the New Mexico organization with the new night vision and everything has really been a big help.
Great.
Had a pretty good bit of excitement last night as we got Border Patrol on to what was almost certainly a shipment of drugs coming through, and got to watch Border Patrol chase them for a couple hours. So we're having a pretty good time out here. What we're seeing here is what the Minutemen have always preached, that if you put enough people on that border, we can secure that border. We've got a lot of Border Patrol down here. We've got a lot of National Guard, and it's having the effect that we've always said it would have. And
it gives me
a bit of a perverse pleasure to see all these assets here and know that the only reason they're here is because of the efforts of MCDC and those Minutemen who are out there tonight, provided the voice of the American people to put the pressure on this government to put those assets there. So it's pretty satisfying.
That is, Bob. I tell you, I know when about a year ago when we were out there was no Border Patrol to be found anywhere, it seemed. And because of your efforts and the volunteers that have led Border Patrol and the federal government to where the problem is, which is at the border, and now we're seeing, like you said, you're seeing, I think you told me that there's a Border Patrol agent about every mile.
Yeah, they ran operations the other night where literally every mile and a half they had Border Patrol out. They've got several of the National Guard right here at what we call Monument 40, which is where the southern boot heel takes off and runs south, is a major drug corridor. And they are putting assets in there, and obviously they're being effective. And this is the one thing that we have said since April of 2005. Quite simply, if you have people on the border, you can stop this problem.
Yes.
And
Bob, tell us about the National Guard down there, though. Are they actively on the line and actively doing patrolling?
Effectively, Chris, believe it or not, for all their criticism, they're running Minuteman lines. They're out there with what limited night vision equipment they have. They're set up. When they see somebody, they call, they report direct and whatnot, and bring Border Patrol into them. So, yeah, they've got five different positions that we know of that are set up around that Monument 40 area. And they're really, these are young kids from all over the country. They're absolutely happy and proud to be there. They are almost embarrassed when they talk to us, and many of them have told us, you know, this is our job, not you guys. We should be here.
Bob, this is Charles Heller. You've been on my radio show out of Tucson. I happen to be down here at King's Ranch with Chris and Carmen tonight. By their good graces, they've allowed me to ask you a question. And that is, do any of the National Guard people, either when they're off duty or even when they're on, ask you to do anything, to look in any special places, or ask to use any of the Minuteman stuff, sort of kind of on the QT?
No, had no request from National Guard for that. Of course, when Border Patrol comes in hot, we will, you know, if they don't have night vision, we'll let them use ours or the thermal scopes that MCDC provided us. And the Border Patrol will sometimes use our technical assets, but haven't had anything from National Guard yet. Got awful silent. I'm going to assume we lost the connection.
No, Bob, we got it.
There we go. We're back.
We're back.
Ask that again.
Bob, are you there?
Yeah, where'd you lose me?
I didn't hear a word that you said, but maybe probably the audience did. For our benefit, could you repeat it?
Yeah, I said that we haven't had any requests from National Guard, although quite often when Border Patrol arrives on scene, they don't have the technical stuff that we do, the night vision, the thermal scopes, and oftentimes we will allow them to use that as they go out and try to track these people down. So
Is that sort of done as a back channel?
I'm sorry?
Is that sort of done as a back channel request, or is that something they just kind of walk right up to the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps people and ask for?
Yeah, generally, see, they're responding to our call. They come up mask, and in the course of the conversation, they're very reluctant to come right out and ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because as one Border Patrolman explained to us, they are forbidden to even write the name Minuteman in one of the reports.
Yeah, that's something we saw, Charles, the other night where Pete was on the hilltop with the thermal camera when the group of about 40 came across. Border Patrol came in. Border Patrol said, "Oh, you've got thermal? That's great. Help us out." And actually allowed one of our volunteers to ride along with him to use our radio communications so that they could communicate between our thermal camera, and then the guy riding along with Border Patrol helped direct him in to where the groups were. Of course, Border Patrol did the apprehension. We just sat back and watched. But it was a way that we worked together with Border Patrol. Our equipment helps them. And, of course, they help us with doing the apprehensions, getting the job done.
Let me tell you one more thing. Border Patrol actually has approached us because they want our T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we should give it to them, too.
we've experienced that, guys. They go to digging around trying to find out what they can trade for Minuteman pins and whatnot, you know.
Yeah,
but,
that's great.
You know, it's really surprising. The Minutemen on the line usually have a very good relationship with those boots on the ground border patrolmen who are out there.
Yes.
Well, they're kindred spirits, so to speak. You know, Bob, you said something some time ago that I think is very poignant about a spine. And it seems to me that what the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is doing is helping from the bottom up provide that spine. Could you sort of reiterate that comment about providing politicians with a spine?
Well, just it's important for everybody to remember that your congressman does not have a spine. You have to lend him yours. You have to provide the backbone for this man to stand up and do what's right. And that's one of the most important things that MCDC has done, is it has helped provide a spine to so many of our politicians. As I think most everybody is aware, you know, our PAC is heavily involved now, and you know, we're out there making a difference on so many different levels. But one thing that Chris said earlier, you know, we cannot assume that this fight is won. I think this fight's going to go on for quite a while yet, is because this government is going to give up what we want very slowly, and it'll be like pulling teeth. And they're counting on us weakening before they do.
Respectfully, Bob, I think it'll be more like pulling teeth through the rectum.
Well, that would be more. Well, that's where you'll find their head, so.
That's where you got to look. That was my point exactly.
Well, and that's it. You know, this whole Senate bill, and you know, the Washington Post reported that in a late night concession to win over the wavering Republicans that they passed this bill, you know, to think that it's going to get them votes and get them reelected. Now, granted, I still admit the Republicans were much better off with them in controlling the Congress, we hope, than the socialists. Or did I say, Democrats, same thing, whoops. But, you know.
Freud was wearing a slip.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, they pledged in this late night concession, a little letter that was slipped in with the bill, signed by many of our senators, you know, where we have to ask permission from the Native American tribes, the governors and local leaders, and we want to give everyone a say in the exact placement of any structure, i.e. fences along the border. You know, you're talking about not having a spine. They have no spine in this sense, and they're selling us out. It's a bait and switch. It's still going to be up to the voters. I hope we don't sit this one out, because if you sit it out, we're going to end up with a socialist in charge, and our borders will be absolutely erased. So we need to keep the pressure on them, hold their feet to the fire.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one thing that MCDC has done, and I hope that we're all committed to keeping that blowtorch turned on these people, because we haven't wavered. They counted on us collapsing in on ourselves, giving up, and I think that, you know, we're going to have to stay focused on the goal. And, you know, in spite of all the problems or in spite of the hardships, everybody who's ever served time online knows what I mean by hardships. We're going to have to keep doing it. because
and they are heroes.
The very survival of our republic depends on our not weakening.
Absolutely.
Bob, I'd like to ask you one quick question, Charles again, and that's, have you seen much activity from agent provocateurs, people who try to get you to do things that obviously aren't the correct thing to do?
No, but then I don't suffer fools gladly. If that talk even starts, they get jumped on with both feet. So.
Well, that and, you know, we've missed it. You know, our operations are just not the same, Bob, without Ray. I wonder,
you know, he's kind of like a toothache, man. You miss it when it's gone.
I know. It's like Ray's crawled into a hole somewhere. We can't find him. And, folks, we want to remind you that this is a live broadcast, live from the King's Anvil Ranch, our first live remote Minuteman HQ radio broadcast coming to you live 30 miles north of the border. And Bob's live, too, from New Mexico. So we again, apologize for any dropouts in our communications or garbled voices. And
dropouts? You have a degree.
Dropouts, right.
You know, talking about Ray there, I think that's another important thing for Minuteman to remember, is that I believe with all my heart that we have made the ACLU irrelevant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in all of America today, there is going to be far less fear of the ACLU because we have been able to withstand everything they've thrown at us.
Absolutely.
For those out of the loop, could you explain that comment, Bob?
Well, I was going to say that for those who don't know what we're talking about with Ray, this was one of the legal observers. If those of you who know, we were hounded by so-called legal observers from the ACLU during the original Minuteman operation in April of 2004, and they've continued to hound us until now. They've dropped off the map. Where are they, Bob?
I think they've just flat given up on ever trying to entrap us into anything. You know, they came out originally, and it became pretty obvious that we were, you know, responsible citizens who are running responsible operations, so they began trying to provoke things, create incidents. All of that fell by the wayside because of that Minuteman SOP that requires you to videotape everything. And every time they went to the law, we took our little videotape, and the law said, get out of here. This is foolish.
Yeah. And that was hard work for them, you know, to watch us for 24 hours, and that's what they did last April for the whole month. They were out here like at 6 in the morning until midnight, until early in the morning again. So
first honest work the guys probably had in a long time.
Yeah, in a long time.
And then in October of last year, Ray Ibarra, the ACLU, and myself did a head-to-head for public broadcasting.
Yeah, and we heard about that.
In the course of that, I got Ray to admit that they were not observers, that they were active participants, that they were there to disrupt Minuteman lines. And I think that this hurt your credibility very, very bad. And I think that's one reason that we saw what we saw, Ray and his crew engaged in some truly despicable activities out here in New Mexico that went to the police. And I think they realized that the Minutemen are not fools, that we are here on legitimate business, and we're not going to be dissuaded from it. And I'm thinking they're beginning to think that the assets they were dumping on us just wasn't worth the return.
Yeah.
Bob, could you talk about some of the specific things that they did that were not with integrity?
Well, they have a real habit of any time they can, they will isolate either a woman or an elderly man or something and try to intimidate him. We had a pretty serious incident where they were tailgating one of our elderly volunteers and literally, you know, scared the man pretty badly as we were coming back in off a line, you know, some 20 miles from headquarters. And then there were a couple of attempts to isolate some of the women and pull their cars right up to the doors with the light, bright lights on, things like that. And, of course, you know, men and women just laugh at them. Ha!
And then we had the incidents where they jammed our frequencies while we were in a rescue operation with the Border Patrol, too.
And, you know, they showed up down here in Hachita with obvious gang members from El Paso. And it just, you know, there is no integrity in the ACLU, obviously.
You know? Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
But that is one thing I think the Minutemen should be very proud of, is I really believe we've made the ACLU irrelevant.
A positive move there, and we're glad too that they've gone by the wayside. Bob, thanks for the update in New Mexico. You know, as always, say thanks to all the volunteers there for their efforts and helping to hold the line and help the government develop a spine. I guess that's the theme of our message.
We'll be the calcium for them.
There you go.
And don't hang up yet, Bob. I just want to tell you a little funny tidbit that I found out. You know, a couple of weeks ago we talked about that everything had quieted down, that nothing was coming across. And what we found out, I watched a PowerPoint presentation by Carl Braun in California, and there was a group of illegal aliens seen through the heat sensor device. The new method now that they're using is they're sweeping the roads, but in this particular incident, the last one who swept the road swept it in front of him, so all the other tracks were swept away except of his own. So I thought that was rather funny. But anyway,
whoops,
they're still coming across in large numbers. Great job, Bob, and have a great operation, and be safe.
Yep, well,
we will be safe.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye now.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Our call-in number locally in Phoenix, 602-508-0960, toll-free, 888-960-9696 if you're listening on the World Wide Web over the Internet at kknt960.com. It's a busy, busy night. It's great to hear from Bob. So many things going on. And, of course, you know, we talk about a spine, the government has having a spine. And I did a talk radio show on the way here tonight in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was chided by a caller who said, look, you guys are supposed to be about border security. Why are you talking about connecting the dots with the Security and Prosperity Partnership, with NAFTA being a cause of this? You can't prove that NAFTA caused illegal immigration. And he said, there are no facts. And I said, what are you talking about, no facts? It's been well documented that NAFTA destroyed the small farmers, the small mm-hmm. business owners in Mexico and Central America, and it's destroying the middle class of this country by driving down wages.
Well, Chris, is there any proof that water encourages wetness?
that's a good point. But you know, and I just have to say that, you know, well, why are we talking about other things other than border security now? Because we're helping America connect the dots. It's an educational process, at least for you to begin investigating these issues. Contact your congressmen and your senators and say, what's going on? We've got four congressmen who are calling the bluff on this NAFTA superhighway and the North American Union. And we'll be discussing that right after the break in the next hour. MinutemanHQ.com.